Mark is continuing to recount the list of the initial eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Christ. Finally, he appears to the 11. I wonder what he will say to them.
Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
The disciples haven't believed Jesus when he had told them that he would rise again. The disciples haven't believed Mary Magdalene when she told them that she'd met with the risen Lord. They haven't believed the other women either. The disciples haven't believed the report of the two other followers of Jesus who had met him on the road to Emmaus. That's why the Lord's first words, when he personally appears to them in the upper room, are to rebuke them for their lack of faith and for their stubborn refusal to believe. The words which Mark uses here are very strong. The word rebuked is the same word that Mark uses to describe how Jesus was mocked at the cross. The word translated here as stubborn refusal literally means hardness of heart. When his own disciples don't believe the good news after all the evidence, it's serious business for Jesus. The Lord rebuked his disciples for stubbornly refusing to believe those who had brought them the good news. It's so important to believe the good news about Jesus. The Lord will send his messengers into your life again and again, bringing you the good news of Calvary and the resurrection. When will you understand? When will you believe?